Before heading to India, President Bush paid a surprise visit to Afghanistan this week. He refocused attention on a country that has largely slipped from public view. The Bush administration considers the invasion 5 years ago and the subsequent democratic elections a success. 18,000 U.S. troops still remain in the region. Declan Walsh is a correspondent for London's Guardian newspaper, and he just returned from Afghanistan. And Declan, you write that Afghan President Hamid Karzai's control ranges from minimal to non-existent. What do you mean by that?
President Karzai has quite a lot of influence in the capital, Kabul. The problem is that when you move into the countryside, the situation varies greatly depending where you are. When you're in the north of Afghanistan, there certainly is relative peace. But when you move to the south of the country, there's an entire swathe of southern and eastern provinces which are racked by enormous security problems at the moment. The Taliban have launched a rather frightening offensive in the last 6 or 8 months that has seen an unprecedented number of suicide bombs. There's been the highest number of American casualties since 2001. When you leave the main towns, as I did last week in Helmand province, you find that people are terrified. They say that the Taliban come and visit them at night. They pin threatening notices called night letters on their front doors, warning them not to cooperate with the central government.
Now, one of the goals of the 2001 invasion was to rid the country of the Taliban. Has it not been a success?
No, it hasn't been a success. The strength of the Taliban has ebbed and flowed over the last number of years. The central government considers that the Taliban as a political force is effectively finished, and many analysts would agree with that. It's very difficult to know what the strength of the Taliban is at this stage. Most people say that they're certainly in the hundreds, possibly in the thousands. But they do seem to, for a relatively small force, they do seem to be able to impose quite a lot of insecurity and a lot of fear in these rural areas. And they only need to explode a relatively small number of suicide attacks to really clamp down on certain southern cities and to, more importantly, cut off the international aid presence, which the central government agrees is essential to convincing people of the merits of the new government and bring stability to the region. Aid just hasn't reached large parts of the south because the security situation is so perilous.
Well, what does this state of affairs mean, this control in the south and the eastern part of the country by the warlords, by the Taliban? What does this mean for the future of Hamid Karzai's government?
It's raised a lot of questions about the stability of President Karzai's government. I mean, it doesn't appear that President Karzai's government is in any imminent danger of collapse or anything near that. But what it does underscore is that he's still heavily reliant on the presence of foreign troops to maintain his authority or some authority in these provinces. The violence in the south and the east has also raised tensions dramatically with neighboring Pakistan. President Karzai and many Afghan officials strongly believe that the Taliban are based across the border in northern Pakistan and have free rein effectively to cross into Afghanistan, carry out these attacks and return to Pakistan. And this is indeed one issue that President Bush is expected to bring up with President Musharraf when he visits Islamabad Saturday.
Declan Walsh of The Guardian newspaper, thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome.